You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of the Lord.
Hop aboard the Bible bus. We're on our way to Zion. Last week on Through the Bible, our teacher, Dr. J. Vernon McGee, set the course for our journey with a series of pilgrim psalms that the Jews would sing, worshiping the Lord as they traveled from distant lands to God's holy city in Jerusalem. And today, we're going to study the last of these wonderful psalms in Psalms 132 to 136. So grab your copy of God's Word, and while you find your place, Through the Bible's President Greg Harris is here once again with a great update, this time from Africa.
Yeah, Stephen, as we have a number of conversations this month, as we do every month, it seems like there's a theme that's been coming out, and that is that we're not abandoning radio, but we are aggressively and joyfully getting onto as many new distribution platforms as possible.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. WhatsApp is a lot of people think of it as just a messaging app.
That's
but
right.
It is really a virtual small group and not so
yes.
small group tool
right.
for people to be engaging yes. with Bible teaching. It's so exciting.
Yeah, and a number of years ago, a young woman that I've known for since she was a child, she was the daughter of one of the great leaders of Transworld Radio India, and then she took his passion, and she came to me and said, we want to start forming these groups on WhatsApp, like you said, and I think it's something like 250 people can be in a group.
Yes.
And then when she gets more than that, and I think there's well over 12,000 in these groups.
Yeah, don't miss that. 12,000 yeah. groups yeah. of up to 250 yeah. each listening in India alone.
Yeah, and it's just incredible. Well, it's India, but it's also Africa
okay.
and the Middle East.
Oh, you're right.
But the point is, this is a huge outreach. I mean, this alone would be like a mega church in terms of outreach. And there are so many wonderful trails we can go down in terms of the dynamics of these groups. One is that it's so easy to communicate two ways with these folks. Like
yes.
over all these years of doing radio, yes, we get letters and sometimes our fields will write back, but this is instantaneous. Here's a question. What did you guys learn in 2 Peter? Boom. The answer can come right back.
Yeah.
Another one is, how many of you are using this teaching? Because what they do is they post the sound file.
Yes.
So if you imagine a texting app and you can just click the link and listen to TTB in English, Telugu or Arabic. And we want to focus today on Africa and some of the answers to those questions. We were looking at this report, Steve, and what's really cool is we're looking at a report where they asked the question, how many of you are using this to share this teaching with others?
Yeah, and they got so many different responses. So here's one. This is from Ginchunge in Sierra Leone. Thank you for sending today's Through the Bible broadcast from 2 Peter 2. On Sunday, I used this instruction to preach, and the church members were very pleased. It was a wonderful message to the church members.
And Steve, it's been my privilege to be involved in Christian media for 30 plus years, and the Holy Spirit has always been using our messages to equip pastors. Imagine if you're a pastor and you have no Bible resources, no
yeah.
Bible training, and you say, Lord, help me give a good message.
Yeah.
Well, they listen to Through the Bible and they just regurgitate
yeah.
it, and it's a blessing.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Falila from Ghana posted the image of the upcoming series on the book of Obadiah on his own status feed. The Mobile Christian Network, our partner, tells us that they get many organic subscribers through members who tell others, and then the Mobile Christian Network, our partner, creates graphics and posts so that anybody who wants to share this in their network can do so.
Yeah, it's so exciting the way the Word of God can go
yeah.
viral
yes.
on WhatsApp.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
Exactly.
Here's Neen from Nigeria. This person uses it to study a little differently. She's a Sunday school teacher, interesting, and she uses what she's learning and the audio message to build not just a study, but a curriculum
mm-hmm.
for her Sunday school kids.
Yeah, and those who know the history of Dr. McGee and his open-handedness, he never was demanding control of the
yeah.
content. He just wanted his teaching to help other people. And here we are 35 years after he went to be with the Lord, and it's happening with digital technology.
Yeah.
Super, super cool. Now, how about this next one?
Before every book is broadcast on WhatsApp, we send the notes and outlines to anyone who asks for it. So I'm assuming this is the Mobile Christian Network.
Yes, yeah.
And Papa from Uganda says this. It's a member who uses them while he listens. He says, excellent and encouraging counsel from a fellow listener. Glory be to God.
And since we're in Africa, I know one of the things you like to point out to our listening family is how often we've heard, even when we were in Uganda, that Christianity in Africa is a mile wide and an inch deep or two inches deep. It's not deep, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And so when you have a comment like this, that it sort of is keeping people theologically on the rails to say, I'm listening to this good teaching.
Yeah.
Now let's hear from Francis, who is in Sierra Leone. And Francis asks for the notes for Obadiah and reads them as soon as she receives them. She writes this, what a wonderful intro to this book. I am blessed to be part of this tremendous teaching ministry. Shalom.
Yeah, such an encouragement. And by the way, you can go online and get the entire copy of Dr. McGee's notes in a PDF form. You can get them on Kindle for a whopping 99 cents. They don't let us do it for free. And you can also call in and get the book, The Bible Companion.
And you can also get them on our app. So if you don't have them, you know,
there's
no reason.
You should read them. They're great notes.
Yeah.
Greg, we're almost out of time. Let me go ahead and pray for us. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would continue to bless the ministry of Through the Bible as it goes out now through however people are listening and also on WhatsApp all around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Now here's Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee.
Now, friends, I'm coming today in the Pilgrim Psalms again to Psalm 132. We have only three more of these psalms that are called the Pilgrim Psalms, and we want to follow through with them. Now, Psalm 132 here, it's a rest on the Word of God, again, in the promises of God, and faith is that which becomes all important. It is, by the way, a messianic psalm, and it's a very wonderful psalm. There's always been a question about its authorship, and it's about David, but I do not believe David wrote the psalm. Although the authorship has been attributed to David, yet there are those of real scholarship that have questioned that. Dalich says it is suited to the mouth of Solomon. And also, Peroni says it is perfectly natural that Solomon should write a song for such an occasion, speaking of the earlier efforts made by his father to prepare a habitation for Jehovah. And his belief was that it was composed by King Solomon when the Ark of the Covenant was removed out of the tent of habitation that David had prepared for it when he brought it up to Jerusalem, and that it was now being moved in the temple that Solomon had built. Now that seems to fit in better with this psalm, and actually the only mention that we have here of the ark is in this psalm here, and that I think makes it very important to see. Now, we need to note, however, that the son of David here is not Solomon, but the greater son of David that's coming. Now, with that as a background, let's continue on with these psalms. You see, now that they are there in Jerusalem, and they go back to the fact that they've come to where the mercy seat was, above that ark, the place where they could approach God. Now, will you listen to the psalm as we begin to read it? Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I'll not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I'll not give sleep to mine eyes, a slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Now you recall back in 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter, it was in David's heart to build God a house. Now you can see here that this was the overweening ambition of his life. This was the one great pulsating thought, that he might build a temple for the ark of God. Now we find here, verse 8, arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. This was evidently the song they sang when the ark was moved into the temple that Solomon had built, that was really David's temple, and that the ark here was being moved in. And you remember the glory of the Lord filled the temple as it had the tabernacle of old. Now we refer to David again, verse 11, the Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Now that is a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to verse 12. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. But you see, they didn't keep it. And the reason they were put out of that land, and the reason they were sent into Babylonian captivity, was simply because of the line of David that had sinned. But that didn't destroy God's covenant that there would come the fruit of his body that he'd set upon his throne. That is what the New Testament is all about when it opens with the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David. That's the son of David that we're talking about, and that the psalmist is talking about. Now listen to verse 13. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Now this is a city that today this is not fulfilled at all. And I personally wouldn't desire it at all. I walked up to the top of Mount Zion the first time with a friend. When we got to the top and saw what it was, he said, I wonder if it is worth walking up here. Well, I told him, I said, I imagine David and the Lord thought so. They see something here we don't see, how it's going to be in the future. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. That's verse 13. That's important. Now, that psalm is a psalm they would sing when they were there, because it was the fact that here was the place they were to meet God, and he'd made that very clear. Now you have in this 133rd psalm that we're coming to, we do have a psalm of David, and it's a beautiful gem. It's a rather short one, but it's a beautiful thing, and it has been called a psalm, I think, of brotherhood. It's certainly a psalm of fellowship. You see, not only did this man come up to Jerusalem as a pilgrim with his family and his children and wife around him, not only the place that God had chosen, but now he's there with friends and he's having wonderful fellowship. They're not in little cliques or little groups. A great many folk today, they move in a little clique, and the reason is they'd rather be a big fish in a little pond than be a little fish in a big pond. A lot of folk like that. That partially explains some of the cliques we have in our churches today. Now, here's a wonderful psalm of fellowship, of brotherhood. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We're told to keep the unity of the Spirit today. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. Now this was at the time that Aaron was anointed high priest. And this speaks of the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone has said, you have here the fragrance of a lovely rose. You see this ointment, this frankincense that was put on the priest that indicated that he was a priest unto God. We see that this is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not only king, he is our great high priest. And we see that in Psalm 45 and verse 7 that he's anointed with the oil of gladness above his fellows. And in that day, we read in Ezekiel 39:29, neither will I hide my face anymore from them, for I poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. That's the day that's coming, like that ointment that ran down on Aaron. Well, that's the way God will pour out his spirit. And that's the meaning, by the way, of the prophecy in Joel, where it speaks of a future outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the Israel of a coming day. It was not fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, but today we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, put in the body of believers, and Christ is our great high priest. And since that is truth, then we should attempt to keep the unity of the Spirit. Now that is the meaning of this very wonderful psalm, little gem. Now we come to the last pilgrim psalm. And, may I say, we've arrived. This is it, this 134th psalm. And it's the final song. This is the grand amen. Probably not a sevenfold amen, but a threefold one. Notice it. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Now you see the pilgrim, he's come from a ghetto, come from a place where he's under suspicion. He was being criticized, maligned, lied about. His neighborhood wasn't good. Now he's come up to Jerusalem. He's now in the sanctuary. And he's lifting up his hands in the sanctuary and he's blessing the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. And in turn, he's looking for the blessing of God to be upon his life. This is a great worship psalm, and this is something that should be incorporated today in our worship. May I venture this? And this, of course, is always the curse of being a retired preacher. You can always tell the other fellow what to do, whether you did it yourself or not. And I know something about retired preachers. I used to have many of them in my congregation, and today I happen to be one of them. So you can always tell what's wrong. Maybe we ought not to major in that, and I try not to, but when the time comes, somebody ought to say something. Let me say this, and I can speak freely. I trust you understand that. I believe that worship today is entirely too formal. Now, I do not believe that we should have fanatical outbreaks in worship, but there are a lot of us that can't sing to express our thoughts. I just have to stand, you know, in a service just like a dummy. I can't sing. I can't carry a tune. And my wife, she doesn't even want me to even try to sing when I'm standing with her in a service. She says, everybody turns and looks at you, and it's not a very pleasant look that they're giving you. Well, frankly, I can't sing. But I just like sometime to, as it were, just say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How wonderful God is. God is good. We need a little bit more informality today. Our services are just a little stiff and stilted. Maybe I'm starting some sort of a revolution. I could hope so. This is a wonderful psalm. The psalm that we have now and the other psalms we're coming to are psalms of praise. And there is a similarity in them. And we probably are going to hit some high points now. Praise ye the Lord. That's the way Psalm 135 begins. Here's a hallelujah psalm. And you want to know how it ends? Just like it begins. Praise ye the Lord. Here is a psalm that's in parenthesis, and the parenthesis is a hallelujah at both the beginning and the end. Now, it's a great psalm of praise. It's a call to praise God. It says here, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord's good. Sing praises unto his name, for it's pleasant. You know, we're not saying it enough today that God is good. Have you ever told anybody that God is good? Oh, I want to get on this radio and just say one thing. God is good. And let it go at that, because that's wonderful. Our God is good, and this is a call to praise him. And now let me move down to verse 6. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas, and all deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasures. It's God that makes the weather. The weatherman doesn't make the weather. The proof of it is the times that he misses. He says, tomorrow it's going to be so-and-so. He's not in touch with headquarters. He is in touch with a lot of scientific gadgets, and they can come up every now and then with an educated guess, but God makes the weather. He's the creator. Not only did he create it, not only does he make the weather, but friends, he's running this universe as it pleases him. Maybe you don't like it. And if you don't, why don't you move out? Why don't you get you in another universe? Start one of your own. Run it your way. This is his. And if you are not satisfied with it, I suggest that somehow or another that you become reconciled to this universe and you accept it and that you accept the Creator because he's also the Redeemer of man today. And there are a lot of questions that we have to ask, but he hasn't given the answer. And the very interesting thing is, friends, he doesn't have to give the answer. That's disturbing to me, but it just happens to be true. God doesn't have to answer you or me today. He asks us to trust him, and it should be a life of faith. Now he compares the living God with idols. Verse 15, the idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. And friends, you're going to be like unto your God. What do you worship? You worship something. It could be gold or silver. It doesn't have to be on an idol. There are a great many people today worshiping gold and silver. That's covetousness. That's modern idolatry. You don't have to hang the gold and silver on a statue or an idol. You can worship many things. What is your God? Whatever your God is, if it's not the living and true God, he may have a mouth, but he can't speak. He may have an ear, but he can't hear you. Only the living God can hear you today. And for that reason, you'll become like your God. And therefore, we ought to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion who dwelleth at Jerusalem. This is a tremendous psalm. Now in Psalm 136, this is a psalm that has to do with the mercy of God. And did you know the mercy of God is mentioned in every verse? And we are to give thanks to him, not only because he's creator, but because he's rich in mercy. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. He has plenty of it, and he'll never run out of it. His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. And in every verse of this psalm, while you have the mercy of God mentioned, oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, this is a psalm that exalts the mercy of God. God is rich in mercy, Paul says. I want mercy from God, and God is rich in it. Have you called on him? There are folk that have hang-ups. We get letters. I have done this sin. Do you think God will forgive me? Friends, he's rich in mercy. Do you want forgiveness? Do you really want? Well, he'll give it to you. Somebody says, well, I think I'd like something, you know, maybe a new car. Why don't you go ask him for it? And he's rich in mercy. And if you need the car and you should have it, he'd give it to you. Our God's rich in mercy. And that's the way he deals with us. He deals with us according to his mercy. I don't know about you, but I feel like saying hallelujah again. Oh, how wonderful our God is. How wonderful Jesus is. Oh, my friend, learn to fall down before him and worship him. He's worthy. And when you get down in the dust, you know, you have to get down to get up. And he'll lift you up. How wonderful. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.
To learn more about the mercy and love of our amazing God, you can visit ttb.org and click on How Can I Know God, or you can call us at 1-800-65-BIBLE, and we'll send a few resources by mail. You know, it's not very easy to praise God when life is hard. If you struggle with this, like so many of us do, then join us next time as we continue our five-year journey through the Bible.
Jesus,
today's study is always available, free to stream or download, thanks to the generous and faithful investments from your fellow Bible Bus travelers. Just go to ttb.org or download our app to listen again anytime. As always, we'd love to know what's God teaching you.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God of Melbourne, Florida. And I pray all of you are blessed out there, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall all rejoice and be glad in it. We're located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, and that's in Melbourne, Florida. The church telephone number is 321-255-6999. Our service times on Sunday are 11 o'clock a.m. sharp. Come and be blessed of the Lord. Now, here is Pastor Ross.
Well, praise the Lord once again. We give honor and praise and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank him for all that tune into the broadcast and those that are writing and communicating with us. We thank God for you. We ask that you will continue to be blessed and keep your minds and heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to pray for my faith partners and radio listeners out there in Radio Land. Praise God. I thank God for you all out there that tune into the broadcast week by week. Father, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, we thank you and praise you, and I ask your blessing to be upon each and every person, Lord, that have tuned into this broadcast, that they would be blessed, highly favored, and Lord, give you all the praise and honor. And I pray that their hearts would be receptive to the word of God, and their minds would be stayed on you, in Jesus' mighty name. We bind the hands of the enemy, the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, the one that tries to hinder and keep your people from believing and trusting in what the word of God says. We take that authority right now in Jesus' name. You said in your word that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever that's loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. We bind the devil today and loose the people in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to tell everybody out there in Radio Land that is tuned into the broadcast that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is soon to come, and he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. He's coming back for a powerful church, not a religious body, but a powerful church. And I want to tell you today that you are the church of the living God. And the subject that I want to speak on today is the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. The blood of Jesus. Glory to his wonderful name. Let's look at what the word of God says in Colossians 1 and verse 12. Praise God. Giving thanks unto the Father, who has made us able or meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the servants in light. Praise God. God wants us to walk in light because we are in light and our inheritance is in light. Light, glory to God. Light is transparent. We are able to see and to be able to understand what light does. It dispels darkness. And the Bible tells us that men love darkness because their deeds are evil. They won't come to the light. But I want to tell you today in the name of Jesus that if you trust in the Lord, give your heart to him, praise God, you can come to the light. Walk in that light, as God has also told us that we should walk in that light. Praise God. So in Colossians 1 and verse 12 and 13, and listen to what it says here, praise God. Who, first of all, it says that we give thanks unto the Father, who has made us to be able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Praise God. We have a wonderful inheritance, praise God. And I want to tell you today that whatever we're doing, the Lord Jesus Christ is with us, and we are glorifying him and thanking him for the inheritance in which we have as children of God. So this inheritance in light, praise God. Who has what?
Who has delivered us.
Glory to God. I say, who has delivered us?
From the power of darkness.
From the power of darkness. And translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. We are in the kingdom, praise God. We're not trying to get to the kingdom. The Lord Jesus Christ, through the power of the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, brought forth redemption, glory to God. That power, the power of the blood was so powerful, praise God, until it defeated all the foes and the enemies of the cross. Glory to God. So it says here that who has delivered us. Many people today are asking to be delivered, but I want to tell you, if you knew exactly who you are in Christ Jesus and thank Him for everything that He has done for you, praise God, on Calvary's cross, you will understand, number one, that you have been delivered, praise God. You've been delivered from the power of darkness. In other words, the devil has no hold on you anymore. Through your conversion, believing what the Lord Jesus Christ has said, and receiving Him as Lord and Savior of your life, praise God, you will know that you are and has been delivered. And the devil has no more hold on you. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, that's wonderful.
Has no more hold on you. Now, He didn't just deliver you, praise God, and let you stay delivered. He placed you someplace. And that the Word of God tells us, and He has translated us into the kingdom. Not to the kingdom, but into the kingdom. We are in the kingdom of God. Praise God. And in that kingdom, there are, first of all, a king. His name is Jesus. And second of all, there are kingdom principles that surround itself that operate in that kingdom. Glory to God. And I want to tell you what that kingdom, in Romans, the 14th chapter, in the 17th verse, it tells us, Minister Glory, you want to tell everybody out there in Radio Land the principles in the kingdom of God.
Well, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. That's fleshy. But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, spiritually.
Praise God. So the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's peace and it's joy and it's righteousness in the Holy Ghost. There's no sad Holy Ghost. There's a happy and joyful Holy Ghost. There's a Holy Ghost that has taken up residence in everyone that is born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God.
Yes.
All right, we're going back to Colossians 1. As the Word of God says that He's translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, who has delivered us, praise God, and we thank God for that. Glory to God. And listen what it says here. In Him, or in whom, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, in Him we have redemption. We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Everybody out there in Radio Land that are born again, if you know who you are as a child of God, you've been washed. Glory to God. You've been washed by the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. This took place on the cross of Calvary when you received the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. And it says here, in whom we have redemption. You were purchased. You were purchased by the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what took place.
Yes.
In whom we have redemption.
Hallelujah. Born back. Hallelujah.
Redemption. Glory to God. We were purchased.
That's right.
Glory to God. In whom we have redemption. And through His blood.
Amen.
I said through His blood.
Mm-hmm.
The blood has power.
Yes.
Praise God. That's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you today, if the devil is trying to get to you, he's got to come through the blood. And if you're covered by the blood of Jesus, he can't get you. The blood lets him know that he is, was, has been,
yes,
and will continue to be defeated, glory to God, by the shed blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is
praise
wonderful.
God. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only redemption, but and for the forgiveness of sins.
Amen.
Woo, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We thank God that our sins are forgiven because we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We've been washed. Glory to God. We've been sanctified. Glory to God. We've been justified. Praise God through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm telling you today that if you don't know who you are, my God, I want to tell you that all you need to do is to cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, and He'll tell you, He died on Calvary's cross for all of your sins. sicknesses and disease.
Yes.
He took it to Calvary's cross. And I pray today that we all stay on the bleeding side of Calvary, where the blood was shed.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. The bleeding side of Calvary. That blood has power.
Yes.
Ooh, glory to God. And when the devil sees you, he sees the blood.
Amen.
He can't come through that blood. And the blood shows him that he was defeated on Calvary's cross.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
He was defeated on Calvary's cross. Praise the name of our God. The blood has power.
Yes.
Amen. There's blood that was drawn from Emmanuel's vein, where sinners are plunged beneath and lose all their guilt and stain. Isn't that something?
Yes.
There's power in the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. This is why we can walk in light. Praise God. We can walk in the light.
Yes, we can.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Because the blood of Jesus has cleansed us from all sin.
Yes, amen. Praise God.
Glory to God. And given us an opportunity that we can walk in the light.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in the light. You know, when we walk in that light,
mm-hmm.
we are having fellowship with God.
That's right, because He is the light.
Praise
amen.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible tells us that God is light.
God is light.
And in Him there is no darkness at all.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you out there in Radio Land to be thankful that the power of the blood of Jesus has made it possible that you can walk in the light.
Yes.
That you can be transparent. No hidden agendas. Walking where folks can see that you are who you say that you are. A child, hallelujah, of the Most High God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of Jesus. Walking in the light. It's not just one walk. It's walking.
Continuously.
Amen. Amen. Continuing.
Right.
To
that's
walk in the light.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna...
But if we walk in the light, that's that if we walk in the light, that's the qualifier, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
Wait a minute. So if we walk in the light, we as God is in the light.
Yes.
So we have fellowship.
Yes.
This is not something where we go sit down at a table and have coffee and eat donuts. What is He talking about? Walking in the light as we... as He's in the light, that we'll have fellowship.
One with another.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That fellowship is with God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is light.
God is light.
And if you're walking in the light, you're walking with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. Somebody out there in Radio Land should say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
And I praise you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
We have fellowship. Fellowship, glory to God, fellowship with the Creator,
hallelujah.
With God Almighty, hallelujah.
Yes.
That's why when we walk in the light as He's in the light,
mm-hmm.
we have fellowship one with another.
Amen.
My God, enjoy the fellowship. Stay in the light. Don't go leaving the light. Stay in the light. Praise God. And have fellowship with God because God is light. Each and every day we should be having fellowship
yes.
with God. When we wake up in the morning,
yes.
we should have fellowship with God. We should be dancing and praising God.
Amen.
And saying, Lord, I thank you for this wonderful day that you've made.
Praise
glory
God.
Glory to God.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
That this is a day that the Lord has made. Praise God. Oh, I tell you, and we start praising Him in the morning.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Just shouting and saying, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done
mm-hmm.
for me. Glory to God.
Yes.
So He says, walking in the light.
Yes.
As He's in the light.
Yes.
And we have fellowship.
One with another.
One with another.
And then listen to this. And the blood of Jesus.
And who?
The blood of Jesus.
And the
Christ.
Blood. Glory
Ooh.
To God. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus.
Christ.
My Lord Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Today you don't hear people talking about the blood.
No.
You hear folks in broadcasts and all kind of social media talking about, well, how much money you can get if you just do the send me money and you'll be blessed and all of this. They're not telling you about the blood. But I want to tell you today that there was blood
yes.
that was drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Where sinners plunge beneath and lose all their guilt and stain.
Amen.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We're not guilty.
Nope.
We've been declared righteous.
That's right. Hallelujah.
We've been found not guilty only through and by the blood. Can you imagine for a moment, Mr. Gloria, the blood that was shed? If at the cross of Calvary. I strongly believe that everybody, every minister, preaching the blood of Jesus, telling folks that have confessed to them that they received the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, that they are covered by the blood. Know that you are covered by the blood. Plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
When you get in your automobiles, plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
On your job, plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We need that protection. Glory to God. The blood. What can wash away my sins?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I tell you today that we speak, we plead, we confess, we talk about the power, excuse me, that's in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus.
Praise
the
God.
Blood that was shed on Calvary's cross.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful.
And that blood made it possible for us all to walk in victory. To walk in victory. The blood made it possible for us all to walk in victory.
Praise God.
Serving God with all of our heart. Praise God. The blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. He says here, in John 1 and verse 7, St. John 1 and verse 7, it says here that walk in the light as he is in the light, and we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, I want to tell you today, your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
If you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, your sins are forgiven.
Praise God.
You are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Glorify Him, magnify Him, and tell Him, Lord, I thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the blood.
Because the blood has power.
Amen.
I said the blood has power. Praise the name of our God. What can we do without the blood?
Mm.
Nothing. The blood brought forth redemption.
Yes.
The blood brought forth forgiveness of sin.
Yes.
The blood brought forth the destruction of the evil one.
Glory to God.
Brought forth defeat. He defeated the evil one.
Amen.
That blood. The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Can you imagine? Minister Glory tells us that the power of the blood, he washed us with his blood.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. He sanctified us with his blood.
Yes.
Praise God. And he redeemed us by his blood.
Glory to God.
So we were washed. We were sanctified, and we were purchased by the blood of Jesus. Everyone that is born again and have received the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood purchased your salvation right there at Calvary's cross.
Amen.
I don't know why you don't hear much preaching about the blood of Jesus today, because folks are talking about everything else. But the blood has power. The blood of Jesus. And we're not talking about the blood of bulls and goats.
No.
We're talking about the sanctified, the holy, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
The Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. Glory to God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for what his blood has done for us. And you know, the enemy knows when you plead the blood of Jesus, the enemy knows that he's been defeated. That here I've come up against one that knows who he is as a child of God.
Amen. Praise God.
And that he's covered by the blood.
Praise the Lord.
God. Mm-hmm. You have something you want to say, Minister Glory? Praise God. This blood is powerful. Now, we want to look at some other verses of Scripture here, because in Romans 5 and verse 9, praise God, we want to look at that also, because the blood protects us. Hallelujah. And it will keep us from the wrath of God. So we've been redeemed.
Yes.
You want to read that, Minister Glory?
Much more than being now justified, found not guilty, by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
Praise God. Being justified by his blood, we're going to be saved from wrath.
Amen.
Ooh, glory to God.
Amen.
The blood covers us and the wrath keeps us from the wrath of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Keep and protect us from the wrath of God. That's what Paul was telling the Church of Rome there. That's why there's power in the blood.
Power in the blood.
We keep in mind as a child of God that we're not just walking around here and not knowing who we are. We are children of the Most High God. We have the blood of Jesus covering us, protecting us, and keeping us. Glory to God. And when we look at what the blood has done, the blood brought forth redemption for us.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus Christ gives us power.
Yes.
Praise God. And our elder brother, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he defeated the devil on Calvary's cross, and the blood that was shed,
yes,
brought forth redemption for us as children of the Most High God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for the blood.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for the blood of Jesus. Glory to his wonderful name. In Colossians 2 and verse 15. Glory to God.
For principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing them over them in it. Praise God. But blotting out the handwriting and ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
Praise God. Praise God. And that next verse, the 15th verse says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
Amen.
See, the devil not only was defeated,
mm-hmm,
but what he's done is that Jesus, through the blood that was shed,
yes,
we are no longer guilty.
No more.
We're no longer guilty.
Amen.
Praise God.
He was defeated at the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what took place here. We,
yes,
thank God for the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The deep blood of Jesus has power. Let's look at another verse of scripture here, because you see, our testimony. It's our testimony. Praise God. In Revelation 12 and verse 11, glory to God, our testimony.
Ooh, glory.
My God. It says that, and they overcame him. That's the devil.
Yes.
Glory to God. We overcame him. I tell you, if you don't know that you're covered by the blood and you don't plead the blood when forces of darkness come up against you, let me tell you something. They will defeat you.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I tell you, if you know who you are in Christ Jesus,
glory,
and know what Jesus Christ has done for you on the cross of Calvary, that the power of the blood of Jesus brought forth redemption, the forgiveness of sin, giving us power that we can stand against the forces of hell.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Word of God tells us they overcame him by the blood.
Okay.
I say by the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
By the blood of the Lamb, Mr. Mm-hmm. Glory.
Yes, that's Jesus. That's
glory
Jesus.
To God.
Hallelujah.
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And by the word of their testimony.
Glory to God.
What is your testimony out there in Radio Land?
Mm-hmm.
My God. Your testimony, are you saying that Jesus defeated the powers of darkness, that he shed his precious blood there on Calvary's cross? What is your testimony?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you today, my testimony is that the blood covers.
Hallelujah.
The blood washes.
Mm-hmm.
The blood cleanses me from all sin. The blood sanctifies me. The blood redeemed me.
Yes.
I'm telling you that the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my God,
mm-hmm,
listen to what happened.
Yes.
We overcame,
mm-hmm,
the enemy,
yes,
the devil,
yes,
by the blood of the Lamb.
Glory to God.
By the blood of the Lamb. That's,
yes,
the first, by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And the second, by the word of our testimony.
Yes.
Our testimony is that Jesus is Lord. The devil is defeated. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. And they love not their lives unto the death.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And they love not their lives unto the death. I tell you.
Mm-hmm. I know.
When you're covered by the blood,
yes,
know who you are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
You're not worrying about your life.
No, you're... Amen.
It's not your life anyway.
Praise
You've
God.
Given your life to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
We thank God for that. Praise,
yes,
the Lord.
Yes.
And everybody out there in Radio Land that have tuned into this broadcast, listen, this may be a different kind of preaching that you hear in your church, but I want to tell you, if you're in some old dead church, dead body, I want to tell you, get out of there. Get out of there. If they're not preaching the blood of Jesus, letting you know that you have victory through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you've been sanctified. Get out of there. Get out of there. You got some 6-foot icicle preacher behind the pulpit, dead congregation. Let me tell you something. We should be shouting and giving Jesus all the praise and honor and glory for who we are in Him. Praise God.
Amen.
In Him we live.
That's right.
In Him we move. We glorify the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Praise the name of our God. Lord, I thank you and praise you.
If you want to know who this Jesus is, you have not received him, repeat after me that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever, we all know whosoever, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved by faith.
Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. And I want to tell everyone out there in radio land, you don't have to worry. You don't have to be confused or concerned about what's going on. All you need to do is make a step in the right direction, and that is to give your heart to Jesus. God bless you all out there in radio land is my prayer. Until the next broadcast.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach. We are going to see the King.